I'm not named Fred. So how much time? Which one of you guys?
It's supposed to be 30 minutes, but Carrie considered 20 minutes.
All right, so
we'll leave time at the end for questions.
Right, absolutely. Thank you, Cheryl and Anthony, for asking me to participate in this workshop. And Max was at the beginning was just alluding to Carrie and I and our contributions to NA, and I definitely have had an opportunity to be of service in NA, and this is another one of those opportunities, so I appreciate it. And I still believe that my contributions or efforts or the things that I've done in NA to help NA grow really pale in comparison to what NA has given me and how much growth I have experienced as a result of being in recovery. So I appreciate the opportunity. I think this is an important workshop, and one reason is because there's conversations going on right now around the roles of zones and the future of the World Service Conference. That I'm not the RD, so I'm not going to, these two folks here are the representatives there, they can provide information, and their reports up here as well. But my experience with zones come from, I got involved with World Service in 1991. I had less than 5 years clean, and I lived in North Carolina at the time, and I live now back in North Carolina. But I lived in North Carolina at the time. I was part of regional H&I, and the Carolina region sent me to the World Service Conference, or to the World Service quarterly meeting that we used to have back then, to get information about H&I. And that was in 1991, and I had less than 5 years clean, and I went out and I got a chance to meet a lot of people that I had been reading about over the years in our literature, and just, I was like a deer in headlights. I was in awe at these people that I had been reading about, and they were giants of NA and that kind of thing. And it was a great experience for me because my recovery benefited from it. And from going out there in 1991, I've been involved with World Service now up until 2010, because during that time I became part of the World Service H&I committee. I became the vice chair of the committee. I was asked to be the chair of the World Service H&I committee, and from there I was elected to the World Board, and I served 12 years on the board, including as the chairperson of the board. So I've watched the evolution of zones, and in this report there are a couple of, there's a lot of good information in these reports, and I'm not going to go through it because you guys, there are copies here for everyone, but there's two dates in there I think that are important, and the first one is in 1987, where the Midwest Zone Forum was formed, and it provides information about that. That was the year I got clean. 87 was a good year. And then the other one that I will read a little bit about is on page 10 at the World Service Conference 1992, right after I gotten out there, the following motion was approved. The World Service Conference affirms that zonal forums as service-oriented sharing sessions that provide means by which NA communities can communicate, cooperate, and grow with one another are valuable components of NA. We support the continued work of the zonal forums that exist today worldwide and encourage any further efforts NA communities may take to support one another. Although in this motion, the WSC recognizes the existence and value of forums such as the EDM, which is the European Delegates Meeting, and nonetheless does not imply nor give any formal or official role place to zonal forums within the NA service structure. And so that was a key piece of information, and it's still that way today. I've had the opportunity to attend every zone in NA other than the Rocky Mount Zone Forum and the Asia Pacific Forum, and the Russia Forum, which is relatively new. But I've had an opportunity to attend all of those, and they all have one thing in common. They're different. They all are different. I was at the, as I was saying, I live in North Carolina now, so I've lived in three regions. The Carolina region, the Greater Philadelphia region, and the CMP region. And now I'm back in the Carolina region. And I was at the first zonal forum meeting for the Southeast Zonal Forum, which is the Carolina region association with that zone. I hate using the word belongs to because it just feels like you belong to me, and I don't particularly like that perspective. So I just say associate with, because people have autonomy and they can make changes. So I don't like that belong to kind of thing. But anyway, I was at the first one, and the Carolina region association with the Southeast Zone Forum. And I was just at the most recent one in Florida back in last month at the Florida Service Symposium. And during that weekend, there was a Zonal Forum meeting. And here's the thing that I was really, really surprised about. It ain't changed. It's like, I don't know how many people in here are soap opera fans, you know, the ones. It might be a few of y'all out there. I used to watch All My Children and stuff like that. Then I grew out of that. But anyway, it's like a soap opera. You know, I've heard it said you can leave and come back a year later and the same thing is going on and the same scene, and somebody is, they're about to shoot somebody a year ago and they still haven't pulled the trigger and all that kind of stuff. Well, it was almost similar to that. I was at the first one and then was at the most recent one back in March, and some things have not changed. The people have changed, but some of the issues and some of the discussions during that meeting, I looked at a friend of mine and said, it's the same stuff we talked about back when I first came to this meeting. And so, and the zones, that difference in the zones is that not only the difference being the geographical representation that's obvious, but some of the things that happen at the zones. You know, you go from extreme from really just meeting and information sharing, some reports, all the way to newsletters, websites, working with the professionals, putting on professional events. I mean, as you read through, you'll see the differences. Fellowship development, and because when I was at the EDM, the first time I went to the EDM, I was really impressed by that fellowship development. And that they have different issues than we do, because we are one country. You're talking about an association that has multiple countries, multiple languages, and so their challenges are a little different. They also are a non-profit association, so that they will be legally recognized within Europe. So there's some differences in the challenges that they face. But I was very impressed with the fellowship development aspect, because they were working to build NA in those countries. That some of those countries and some of those communities are not as old as the communities in the United States. And so they're working to build. And the other thing that while I'm thinking about it, fellowship development is not just, well, what I believe and what I've seen is fellowship development can happen here in the United States as well. Because I think there are communities that are underserved in the United States that we need to make efforts to reach. It's very easy to look at my home group, and I'm from the capital area in Raleigh, North Carolina. But it's a whole different thing to look at those communities. It's easy for me to see that because I'm right there, it's right in my face. But when I take a step back and look at communities surrounding our area that are either underserved or not being served at all by Narcotics Anonymous. So fellowship development can happen here as well. That discussion that's ongoing right now is, there are two discussions. One is the future, our future, and that is the future of the World Service Conference, and indirectly that affects each and every one of us, because the World Service Conference is a place that happens every couple of years, an event that happens every couple of years, that representatives that represent us by way of our GSR, area service, regional service, they represent us and our conscience and those kind of things. So it does have an indirect impact on us. And the role of zones, while they're two different discussions, they're correlated. Because when you start discussing the roles of zones, well, what does that mean for the World Service Conference? Does that mean zonal representation at the World Service Conference? What does that actually mean? So those are two different discussions going on, but are that have some direct correlation, each one of them. So there's a virtual work group going on right now that's around planning our future. And all this information is on NA.org. Everything is out there on NA.org that folks can go read it. And part of what our role here today is to share information, but also hopefully inspire you to get more information about what's going on in your fellowship right now and discussions around that, because that directly impacts and touches every single one of us in recovery. So we want to inspire you and encourage you to find out, get more information, have some discussions, whether in your area or your region. That work group, one of the things they've been focusing on the last couple of years, this cycle, is facilitating and generating some of those discussions, whether it's at a zonal forum meeting or the Malignia, or whether it's just at this event, and getting some feedback from people. And the first thing, though, is providing enough information and hopefully getting some conversation going, because Kerry mentioned it at the beginning. You ask someone, just pick somebody. Well, you have a home group? Sure. Okay. So your home group is in what area? Okay. And that area is in what zone? What region? Okay. What region, what zone is that region associated with? And, you know, someone would say, zone. an unusual response, I believe. And I think that even though the zones have been around since 1987, or maybe even beyond that, but this is the information that came from World Service, some of those, that aspect of communications is not always effective. And so part of what's going on this cycle is to have some of those discussions, generate some of those ideas and questions about it, so that we can more effectively, because the whole thing is our vision statement. The whole thing is carrying our message and make sure people know about us and make sure that those acts that hadn't arrived yet have a place to come to. But they have to know about us before they can get here. So those zones can play a role in that, and do today to some extent. It's all dependent on the member regions in that zone, on how they want to configure themselves, what their format is, what they want to get done. And so at the Southeast Zonal Forum, what's being discussed now is that there's a symposium that's put on, Leah knows about it, it's put on every couple of years in Florida. That's four days in length, and professionals come, and there are roundtables, and there's training, and a lot of information sharing going on. The Florida region puts that on right now. So they're having discussions about the zone itself doing that, and putting those kind of things on. So there's ideas and ways that we can possibly utilize those zones. I have my own ideas about it. I certainly don't mind sharing one. And here's a general one. As I was saying, I was the last World Service H&I chairperson. There were standing committees at World Service at one time. Public information, H&I, Convention Corporation, literature, policy, there were standing committees. And the regions sent representatives. That's how I got there. That's how I got involved. My region sent me, and I ended up networking with other members that were involved with H&I from around the country. People that I still know today from that experience. Well, when the World Board was formed, those committees were, and the responsibilities for those committees was incorporated into the World Board and assimilated into the responsibilities of the World Board. To me, one of the things that one of the disconnects that happened was that networking piece. Because it wasn't just, you know, we were working on handbooks. We worked on the institutional group guide. I actually wrote some of that. We worked on those kind of things for our fellowship. But the most important aspect of that was the networking that I was exposed to. Because all of a sudden, I met guys all up and down the East Coast that were doing H&I. And that kind of networking, I think, still, to this day, hasn't really been replicated anywhere. And I think that's just one of those valuable things, because it actually, to me, it goes to the core of what recovery is all about. One addict helping another. And the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. And us sitting down and talking and having discussions and sharing experience, strength, and hope with each other. And helping each other stay clean, but more importantly, focusing on people that hadn't gotten here. Whether it's from a treatment center or a prison, or whether it's just public relations and putting up posters and talking to professionals, those kind of things. That discussion helps us grow. And I still think that that gap is still there. It's been closed a little, but just in my experience, that gap is still there. And I see the zones as possibly a place to close that gap and to provide a place where we can network with each other and learn from each other and learn best practices and also coordinate with each other. Especially, you know, we're right next door to each other, and we're your region is in Maryland, and then we're right next door to Pennsylvania, and Virginia's right down the street, and you know, those kind of things. So it's just, to me, there's opportunity there. So, and that was one of the things that came out of some of those discussions at the World Service Conference. Lastly, and this was, and all of this is on the website, there are session profiles, there are PowerPoints, there's a lot of information out there that they help our members have that discussion. And the main thing is, it's set up to get feedback and input back from people. That's the main thing, is hearing from people and getting that input back. One of the, at that discussion at the World Service Conference, people, and I know Anthony, I don't know if Anthony was there, but I think Cheryl was there, and some of those roundtable and small group discussions, they overwhelmingly felt like that we were probably moving towards zonal representation at the World Service Conference. It wasn't a decision, it was a discussion. But when they that's what came back from generally from all of those folks having those discussions, is that that's a possibility. So again, there's direct correlation between the future of the World Service Conference and us as NA members. So I would encourage anybody to read it, get involved, provide some input. You don't have to go through the regional delegate. You can individually provide that input and share about what you think and how you think we should do and what we can do to better carry our message. Thank you.